that there be peace, peace in your mind. For when your heart is calm and your mind is peace, then your spirit man is listening careful to the things that I say. They're open to understanding, that they may walk even as I have said that they can walk. They see the signs. They understand the signs. They're not moved by the circumstances. They're not moved by the problems that seem to come up before them. For they go through them as if they were nothing. For they know what my word says. And they stand strong in my word. They're not afraid of the enemy. They're not afraid of his traps. They're not fooled by him. They know that he's just a big bully. That he'll not stay and fight when they confront him with my word, but he'll flee. Be not fearful of the things that will now come, far greater than what you've seen in the past. You'll see many more tornadoes, earthquakes, flooding, even snowstorms, forest fires, drought, global warming, hurricanes when the season comes, wars and rumors of wars, plotting behind the back of people, the cost of food rising higher and higher and higher. Fear not, for I shall take you through this time victoriously. Even as I brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, even as I fed them and clothed them, even as I kept them warm, even as I kept them from the sun, so shall I keep you in these days, saith your Father God, and you shall be victors. Men shall look up to you as if you were giants, for you shall have my word, you shall speak my word, and my word shall do what it set out to do, miracles, signs, and wonders, like you've never seen, that those that are still open can come in, that they can be saved. It is that hour, it is that time, and I only have a few, a remnant, that will walk with my word, even as they've always walked with my word. But with them, even as I did with Gideon, I shall bring forth a great victory, saith your Father God.
And yea, saith the Lord, the oceans are warming and will become even warmer. And these conditions shall result in winds and waves even stronger than you've seen before. Yea, I say unto you, the hurricanes, when they hit, will hit with a stronger force than before. You thought they were strong before, saith God. You have seen nothing yet. For I say unto you, I told you that the tornadoes and the winds would increase in ferocity. Now I say to you that the hurricanes, though they have been strong, will become stronger, saith God.
Welcome to this edition of the Signs of the Times International Ministries radio program. The prophecy news updates will begin shortly. This is your host, Brother Johnson, called and ordained by God's own voice, just like in biblical times, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, my simple but very urgent message from God, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now, I want to say it's getting more difficult to fit all the end times events into this half-hour program. I try to pick the most recent and revealing events for you. But if you have access to an internet-connected computer, you can read text updates of all the prophecy news I do not get to on this program. Just go to neaiga.org. You know the www thing, neaiga.org. Click on the scrolling banner at the top of most pages for current prophecy news and MP3 audio of tonight's program and much more. neaiga.org. However, much of the news you hear tonight is not posted on the website. It is exclusively for you, our international radio listeners. That website again, neaiga.org. Click the scrolling banner at the top of most pages for news and MP3 audio. Now the reports, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew or show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. How same-sex marriage points to the end of the world. What do May 17, 2004 and May 15, 2008 have in common? One judge and a redefinition of marriage against the will of the people, that's what. Both the Massachusetts Superior Court and the California Supreme Court, by a one-judge margin, redefined what marriage has always been, in every culture and every religion, for more than 5,000 years of recorded history. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 2, verse 24. Therefore shall a man cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they can multiply. A man and a man cannot multiply. A woman and a woman cannot multiply. Even if science gets that far, it's wrong, it's not right, it's abomination. Last day's birth pains have begun. When Jesus was asked by his disciples to tell them what signs would precede his return at the end of the age, he warned them that nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and that there will be famines, plagues, and earthquakes in various places. He said, Matthew 24 and Luke 21, using an analogy immediately understandable to all peoples in all nations, he said of these signs, all these are the beginning of birth pains. Jesus used a Greek word for the labor pains of a woman about to give birth. Jesus knew that every generation could understand that illustration. His meaning was clear. Just as a woman experiences birth pains that increase in frequency and intensity just before giving birth, so all the signs of his return would increase in frequency and intensity just before his return. Hey, for the first time in history, all the signs have appeared together in the same time frame and are increasing in frequency and intensity. That, coupled with the fulfillment of the great predicted sign that Israel became a nation again after 2,000 hopeless years of worldwide dispersion, indicates that Jesus Christ is already at the door and ready to return. He's knocking. Homosexual activists target church groups. Soul Force, a homosexual activist group, continues to try to push its agenda on churches, schools, and Christian organizations. Its current program, the American Family Outing, targets 6 megachurches, including the Potter's House, T.D. Jakes, Willow Creek Community Church, Bill Hybels, and Lakewood Church, Joel Osteen. One high-profile member of Soul Force is Jay Baker, son of Jim and Tammy Baker of PTL Infamy. Before her death in 2007, Tammy Faye became an activist for homosexual rights. Soul Force is pressuring churches to welcome homosexuals in a non-judgmental way. Baker says, let's put our differences aside and share the love and hope of Christ. Watchman comment. You knew this was coming, didn't you? Well, Mr. Jim Baker, you are an apostate who ignores completely Holy Scriptures that says you are an abomination to that same hope of Christ you talk about. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 10, King James Version. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's gay men, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, like homosexuals, lesbians, transvestites, etc., etc., gays, queers, whatever you want to call them, shall inherit the kingdom of God. None of those, it verse says, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Watchman comment. That tells you, Mr. J. Baker, that you and all like you will go to hell unless you repent and change your sick homosex lifestyle to what Christ intended, male plus female only. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 9. The shew of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Now, all you homosexuals out there who don't like me, I did not write that. God Almighty did. And I believe it. And you do too, or you wouldn't be so upset with me. Bush apologizes for sniper. President Bush apologized to the Iraqi Prime Minister for an American sniper's use of the Quran for target practice. He also said the sniper would face trial. The book had 14 bullet holes and graffiti written on it. An Iraqi cabinet meeting wants severest punishment against the sniper and warned of grave consequences if similarly offensive actions were committed in the future. It also called on commanders of U.S.-led foreign troops in Iraq to educate their soldiers on the need to respect the religious beliefs of Iraqis. Watchman comment, "What blasphemy, Mr. Bush! Will the Iraqis also respect Christian beliefs?" No, Muslims cannot do that. They are commanded by the Quran to kill all infidels who do not convert to Islam. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 and 16, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits." Churches grapple with new law. Ministers are struggling to reconcile the laws of God with the laws of man. The California Supreme Court's decision to legalize homosex marriage in California contradicts what God's Word says, some pastors are saying. Watchman comment, "Saying anything other than homosex is a sin, my friends, is also sin." Continuing, conservative and liberal congregations are discussing whether gay and lesbian members will be allowed to wed in their churches, synagogues, and temples. Watchman comment again, "A homosex should not be a member of a church, at least the real one, the real Christian church, in the first place." Continuing, Reverend Susan Russell from All Saints Episcopal Church said, "The justices have ruled in favor of the sanctity of marriage and against bigotry," as the audience cheered. "This is good news," she said, "for all Californians." Watchman comment, "Well, Ms. Russell, you are an abomination in God's eyes and a fake." My Watchman helper has a scriptural comment, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Spain to run America's first superhighway? $12.8 billion deal would turn over control of Pennsylvania Turnpike, USA. Stretching through the rural countryside with limited access and no speed limit in 1940, the Pennsylvania Turnpike was built to resemble Germany's Autobahn. Now, thanks to that $12.8 billion offer, it may soon become Spain's. According to a report in the news, Governor Ed Rendell has announced that Abertis Infraestructuras of Barcelona has offered the top dollar bid to the state of Pennsylvania for the rights to manage the toll road under a 75-year lease. The highway could become just the latest in a string of U.S. infrastructure landmarks to be operated by foreign companies. In 2004, management of the Chicago Skyway, a stretch of elevated road connecting I-90 and I-94, was granted to Cintra, another Spanish operation that outbid Abertis at $1.83 billion. Abertis lost out to Cintra again when the Indiana Toll Road was taken over in 2006 for $3.8 billion. This time, Abertis beat out Cintra and other firms, hoping to add the Pennsylvania Turnpike to its list of operations, including toll roads in Spain, France, Italy, the United Kingdom, Chile, Colombia, Argentina, and now the USA. Abertis also operates airports, including the airport in, guess where? Orlando, Florida, Burbank, California, and one concourse of the Atlanta airport. Watchman comment, "Foreign control of USA roads is just more absolute proof that we as Americans are being taken over, and these are the last days." Just let Obama get elected, and this country is headed for Islamic law. Christians copy Christ's killer, says Obama's Pastors magazine. White Christians are make-pretend believers, and conservative Christians emulate the people who killed Jesus, Obama's pastor says, according to articles in a controversial magazine run by Senator Barack Obama's longtime pastor that paint traditional Christianity as false and racist. Watchman comment, if you think this is not inside of Obama, you are wrong. He sat under this man's teaching, Reverend Wright, for many years, was married by him, had children baptized by him. And now this. Think about it. Islamic law coming to the USA. Islam is a form of cultural imperialism in that, as a matter of divine law, imposes the religion and culture of 7th century Arabia wherever it sets foot. A prominent Islamic scholar rightly calls Islam a revolt against the modern world. Yet Islam is arguably among the most powerful forces shaping contemporary global policy. Holding a doctorate in Islamic studies, Dr. Robert Morey predicts that by the year 2020, over 25 million Muslims in the United States alone will push hard for Islamic law. Watchman comment. Now, just what do you think I have been warning you about? Is this the plan for Obama to help Islamic law to happen? Go ahead. Elect him president. You'll find out. Continuing. When being pro-constitution means you are a terrorist. There have been little hints all over the years that state and federal law enforcement agencies have considered pro-constitution patriots as domestic terrorists. The attacks at Ruby Ridge and Waco were based on these false notions. New Mexico State Police were caught compiling a list of extreme right talk show hosts and taking names of those who called in to the shows. The radical leftist Southern Poverty Law Conference has been given hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal grants to compile lists of dangerous right-wing extremists. They have been hired to spread this poison at terrorism prevention conferences around the nation. Forum shocked at Bush's stand. An extraordinary speech by President Bush has kept the World Economic Forum talking. His frightening certainty of a very uncertain world has deeply shocked many of the delegates who heard him. How can he say that Afghanistan and Iraq are successful examples of democracy? Asked a senior Saudi businessman, staggered that Bush could be so wrong. What the WEF heard was a U.S. president living out his last 6 months of power, offering little to improving the Middle East peace process. Watchman comment, I completely disagree. It could be that Bush has no intention of leaving office. If another 9-1-1 or even worse happens, he could declare martial law, which Bush has already put into legislative existence, and delay everything, including seating a new president. Okay, go ahead, laugh. But it makes more sense than this 2008 election, in which no candidate, in my opinion, is presidential quality. Now please listen to this report if you do not believe me. Bush intends to attack Iran before the end of his term. U.S. President George W. Bush intends to attack Iran in the upcoming months before the end of his term, Army Radio quoted a senior official in Jerusalem as saying. Although President Bush has said that is not true, the official claimed that a senior member of the president's entourage, which concluded a trip in Israel, said during a closed meeting that Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney were of the opinion that military action was called for. Watchman comment. Now do you believe me? A hit on Iran could be just what would keep Bush in office beyond his term. Ban lifted on embryo research. British scientists will now be allowed to research devastating diseases by using human-animal embryos after the House of Commons rejected a ban against it. An amendment that would have outlawed the creation of these embryos for medical research was defeated by a majority vote. mixing animal and human DNA crossed a moral boundary, according to some people who do not want to see this bill defeated. The main kinds of admixed embryo permitted by the bill are called cytoplastic hybrids, or cybrids, which are made by putting a human nucleus into an empty animal egg. These are genetically 99.9% human. Watchman comment, 99.9% human? What an unthinkable and unforgivable, abominable use of corrupt science. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Psalms 14, verse 1, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God, they are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good. Continuing, disaster fatigue leads to drop in giving. As bodies pile up in disaster after global disaster, even the most sympathetic souls can turn away. Charities know this as donor fatigue, but it might be more accurately described as disaster fatigue, the sense that these events are never-ending, uncontrollable, and overwhelming. Watchman comment, if you are giving to disaster relief, I can only ask you why. Sure, if your giving got to the people who needed it, it would be a good thing. But, my friends, it hardly, if ever, does. It simply makes the fat cats fatter and their pockets deeper. Giving to signs would be a safer and more productive way. Not even one penny goes to anything or anyone except to buy more radio time. And there's nothing more important than saving souls. It will not be long before the PTB, powers that be, PTB, will stop people like me from saying the things I am saying right now. Won't you prayerfully consider helping me buy more radio time before the PTB closes down the airways? Even a dollar would help, and everyone can afford $1. Please put it in an envelope. Do it right now before you forget. Just put your state and how you are hearing this program. That is very important. Or put that information in place of your name and address outside the envelope to remain anonymous. Station call letters, date, time, and your state. It must be sent only to Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. That address always repeats at the end of every program. Now back to the prophecy news updates. Los Angeles County gearing up for same-sex marriage licenses in USA, California. Marriage license officials across Southern California scrambled to prepare for an anticipated rush of same-sex couples rushing to the altar now that the Supreme Court in California has lifted the state's gay marriage ban. Watchman comment, watch out, California. What you are doing is an abomination in the eyes of a holy God. A close look at Ford. In 1992, the Commission on Global Governance was established with UCORT as a member. The Ford Foundation, along with the Carnegie Corporation, MacArthur Foundation, and others, provided support for the work of the Commission, which in 1995 produced a report, Our Global Neighborhood, that included the following words, a new global order must be organized. Nations have to accept that in certain fields, sovereignty has to be exercised collectively. We strongly endorse community initiatives to encourage the disarming of citizens. Watchman comment, there you have it. Just like I have been telling you, they are after guns. Why? Because they cannot control a population that has the ability to defend itself. Now, do I agree with gunning it out with the New World Order? No, not really, as they have us outgunned. But then, would I defend myself? Only if backed into a corner. Continuing. Congressmen highlight Mexican commando incursions into the USA. Representative Ted Poe has urged the Congress to take action regarding the frequent incursions of military-style Mexican commandos into the USA that has seen over 6,000 deaths in the past 2.5 years, according to conservative estimates. How many times have I said it? We train these people and they end up being our enemy. Now it's in our own country. Change your ways or lose your children. Texas to tell mothers in polygamous sex. Texas, calling a polygamous sect an abusive environment, is poised to tell its mothers they will lose their children unless they distance themselves from portions of their religion. Child Protective Services have drafted 10 goals and 14 tasks that parents will have to work toward to regain custody of their children. Watchman comment. It began with a USA sniper killing a mother holding a baby at Ruby Ridge. Then it escalated to killing many women and children at another place they called a compound in Waco, Texas. And now, from killing to controlling women and children at another place they call a compound, also in Texas. This control is centered on religious beliefs and is setting a very dangerous 666 precedent. Watchman comment. No, no, no. I am not saying polygamy is okay. Heaven forbid. But, my Christian friends, do you think you can hide from this? You are wrong. Soon, this apostate arm of the law will be brought to bear against Christian schools and homeschooling parents. Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 and 23. For false Christ and false prophets shall arise, and shall shew signs and wonders to seduce, if possible, even the elect. Take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Oh my, our time is up already, and I have just scratched the surface of all the end times events happening this week. Remember, go to the website, neaiga.org, for new updates. The radio programs in May were not fully funded, and now we are in need for funds to pay for our radio broadcast in June without May being funded yet. Please prayerfully consider sending a love offering to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797, USA. And if God lays it on your heart to provide something for both May and June, He will bless your obedience when you send it. Calling in a radio check is also a love offering, as it helps hold the hands of this watchman up. 607-427-8550. Please, don't forget to tell me the day and time you heard the program and your state, as it helps keep this program on your radio station if I know people are listening. That address for sending your love offering, Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, NY 13797, USA. To call in a radio report with the day and time you heard the program and your state, 607-427-8550. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Have we accomplished that with this program? Tune in again for more prophecy news updates. Monday evenings, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 13.570. 13.570. Thursday evenings, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 9.265. 9.265. Then switching to frequency 3.185, a good frequency for the Eastern United States, 3.185 at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Is anyone listening right now? Please call 607-427-8550 and tell me you're listening. Tell me the day and time and your state. 607-427-8550. Please do it right now, and thank you. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. Until the next time, Maranatha, my friends, watchman shofar.